This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been having a great time this week looking at the theme of Jesus, the living Word of God. And I think when you begin to create a habit in your life of taking time with God every day, you start to realize that God's Word, the Bible, is so full of amazing truth that is life-changing, that you begin to really want to spend time with God, really want to open your Bible, to hear from God as He speaks to you. And the Bible says, in addition to itself, God has spoken to us by His Son, Jesus Christ. And what is His message? The Apostle John tells us His message is twofold. God is saying to us, I offer you grace. And that is all that God wants to do in your life, not because you deserve it, but just because He loves you and has made a way for you to be forgiven for the ways you've offended Him and to start this amazing relationship with God that changes your life. And you start that simply by coming to God and acknowledging, God, I mess up so often. I know I've offended you. I know I've broken your laws. I know that what I deserve is your judgment. No matter how much good things I try to do, I still deserve your judgment. But thank you that Jesus came, took my place, faced your judgment for me, so that I could find forgiveness and start this new relationship with you. I receive your gift of forgiveness, and I give you my life to live for you. Do you know when you say that to God, God says, yes, I forgive you. And I welcome you into my family, and I want to start to change your life to be all that I designed you to be. Well, the first part of God's message to us through Jesus is, I offer you grace. The second part of His message is, I bring you truth. Truth that changes your life. Now, there are a number of things that we just know instinctively to be true. We know that we are broken, right? You look at your life, you know, you have that sense in your heart, things are not the way they should be. I'm missing something in my life. There's a void in my life. We try to fill that void with all sorts of things, whether it's money or gaming, computer games or relationships or sexual activity, pornography, whatever it is, we think there's something missing and we can put these things into our life. Maybe success in your business. I don't know what you try to put in that, but none of those things will fill that void because it's a God-shaped void. God made you for a relationship with Himself. We know we're broken and we need something to fix us. We know that people ought to be loved. We know that actions have consequences. We know that grace is beautiful. We know that truth sets you free, and deception, even self-deception, just imprisons you. We know these things instinctively, but add God's truth to those things you already know by instinct, and you find truth that sets you free. We are broken. And God tells us that's because you have rejected me. I'm the one who brings wholeness to your life. You will never find it apart from me. We are broken because we've rejected God. Secondly, we know that people ought to be loved. And God says, and I love you unconditionally. Not only if you earn it, I just love you. No matter what kind of person you are, I love you and am reaching out to you. Thirdly, we know that actions have consequences, and God says, that's why you need my forgiveness, and I offer it to you freely. Not by you earning it, but simply by you receiving what Jesus has already done to purchase your forgiveness when He died on the cross. Fourthly, we know that grace is beautiful. And God is offering His grace to you today. And finally, we know truth sets you free. And God wants to set you free. Jesus said to people, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." If the Son, that is the Son of God, Jesus, if the Son therefore sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, if you want to experience that freedom and the grace of God, all you have to do is tell him, "Thank you so much for what you have done for me. And I choose to trust in you and receive your forgiveness. And I offer you my life to make it all you want it to be." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.